Leading the news this morning, Prince William has made a surprise appearance outside Buckingham Palace ahead of his wedding to Kate Middleton. He spent several minutes shaking hands, chatting and posing for photos. Large crowds also greeted Kate Middleton outside the hotel where she's staying before the wedding. The death toll from the savage storms and tornadoes sweeping across America's southern states has now topped 250. More than half of those have died in Alabama alone, where a state of emergency has been declared. It's the worst storm season in almost 40 years. Authorities believe a suicide bomber was responsible for a massive explosion at a popular tourist cafe in the Moroccan city of Marrakesh that's killed at least 15 people. Most of the dead are thought to be tourists. The bomb attack happened in the city's main square, which is usually packed with tourists and street vendors. There's growing anger about a federal government decision to delay listing several drugs on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. Health Minister Nicola Roxon will meet concerned health groups in Melbourne today to try to allay their fears. Ms. Roxon says it's all about keeping a lid on government spending. And it looks like the door has finally been slammed on Julia Gillard's plan for a refugee processing centre in East Timor. Fairfax is reporting the country's president, José Ramos Horta, has now withdrawn his support for the proposal. The idea had already been rejected by the country's parliament and its prime minister, Xanana Gusmão.